This song is written by two guys, Roger McGuinn and Bob Dylan. And I'm going to do this. This is the end title for the movie Easy Rider. There's a long story that goes with it, but I'm just going to get right to it tonight. That river goes down to the sea. Wherever that river goes, that's where I want to be. Flow, river, flow. Let your waters wash down, take me from this road to some other town. All he wanted was to be free. That's just the way it turned out to be. Flow, river, flow. Let your waters wash down, take me from this road to some other town. Go, river, go, past the shady tree. Go, river, go, down to the sea. Sense of humor may be one of his brightest spots. We were putting Roger Miller
into the Country Music Hall of Fame a few years ago. Yeah. So they asked Merle and Willie and Dwight and me and Dolly Parton to induct Roger into the Country Music Hall of Fame. Pretty cool. So four of us guys are standing on stage waiting for Dolly to make her entrance. And so here she comes. And I don't know if you've ever been in a room with Dolly Parton before, but when she walks in the door, rainbows appear, and bluebirds fly around. She's just a magical human being. She's a wonderful lady. So Dolly comes up on stage, we rehearse the song, and she scoots right away, and as soon as she got out of earshot, Merle started the whole thing. You know, people always look at the wrong parts of her. And where's this going? He says, they ought to look at her mind more. She is a genius. She's a brilliant lady. And he went on about what a smart lady Dolly is. And we all just said, absolutely. Then here comes Dwight. Don't forget, man, she writes the best songs, man. She's like, every song she writes is an instant classic, like a folk piece, you know? So he went on about her songwriting. We all agreed on that. Then they looked at me like, it's my turn to say something good about Dolly. Well, she's kind of like a soulmate and sister. And if you sit across from her at a business table, you are going to see it her way, and you'll probably be better off seeing it work her way because she's a brilliant businesswoman. Then we looked at Willie like, your turn. Willie said, do you think she's got any rolling papers? Did she? Yeah, she had some. Oh, God. And the other thing I love about Willie Nelson is his loyalty. His organization is called Willie Nelson and Family. And people give that band, and the only way to get out of that band is to pass away. But that's all right. They stick together. They love each other. They're loyal. Case in point, Willie had a drummer from 1963 or 4, somewhere in there, to the very end, named Paul English. They experienced the whole ride together. But to commemorate that relationship, even back in the 70s,